Sage Booker now joins us here in our Paul Bunning Communications postgame. So, Sage, heck of a play there to get your team out of the shoot offensively. I wasn't necessarily surprised that there was a big strike play. Maybe a little surprised it came to a running back, but you and Jalen both were certainly active through the air tonight, weren't you?
Yeah, we focus on being all-purpose backs. We don't just want to be focused on just running the ball. We want to be able to catch, you know, kick return, do all types of things. So, you know, first play wasn't really – I don't think it was really supposed to go to me. I mean, it was a jet check. They jumped. I decided to just run the go, just like how the receivers do, and B-Aw found me, and I caught it. Honestly, don't remember what happened. I just remember catching and running the ball. So I got to see what it looks like when I get home.
Well, you did not get caught from behind. You got into the end zone. What about the second touchdown catch?
The second touchdown catch, ran a wheel out the backfield. Great screen from my outside receiver, and B-Aw put it on the money. Touched my fingertips, caught it. Easy.
How much of a gut punch was this? I mean, you guys fight and scratch and claw your way back into it. You get a late lead, and you blink your eyes, and boom, the game's over, and you lose. What's that like?
Yeah, it was tough, honestly. We shot ourselves in the foot in the beginning of the game, put us in a hole, found a way to come back, got the lead. But, you know, it's football. Things happen. Game of possessions, and, yeah, that hurt really bad.
Well, obviously, one loss doesn't end your playoff hopes, but, you know, what did last year teach you about the resiliency of if we go 1-0 starting next week, good things can still happen for us?
Yeah, you know, we lost our homecoming, lost who did we play? Lost a couple games in the beginning.
Augustana.
Augie and yeah. Minnesota State.
Yep, and, you know, it was tough on us, but, you know, This is only one game. We're going to try to go 10-0 the next 10 weeks. So,
good attitude. Yeah. Sage, see you down in Sioux Falls next week.
Appreciate it.
Sage Booker joining us here on our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show.